Hi, and a very, very warm welcome to the latest Soul Trader podcast. And I am so, so, so glad that you're here tuning in. I'm Rashid Oghenlaru, coach, speaker, and author, founder of SoulTrader.biz and author of Soul Trader, Putting the Heart Back into Your Business. And thanks for everyone who's tuned in to these podcasts in the past and who's given us lovely feedback about them. And thanks if you're tuning in for the first time. Today's topic is slowing down. It's interesting, isn't it, in terms of business, because we're always talking about the speed of change, growth, and getting things done, being effective and trying to achieve more, trying to make things happen. There's a lot of impatience in business, wanting stuff to happen, getting the design work through quickly, getting more clients in more smoothly. Just trying to make things happen quicker and quicker. And often we run around at a really, really fast pace. But speed and really being effective don't necessarily go as closely hand in hand as you might necessarily think. It's quite funny. It's, you know, if you watch a really, really good sports match or competition or even a really fast, the fastest race, 100 meters or 60 meters race. And if you watch that, somebody who's really in the zone, when they, you know, first of all, they're in the blocks and there's the pickup and they start running. And when they really get into their running, then it seems that everything's relaxed, the muscles are relaxed, and their stride pattern is beautiful, fluid movement, and it actually almost looks as though they're running sometimes slower because everything is so controlled, they're in tune, they're what they call in the flow, they are just so fluid and fluent. And I think that's really important. I was chatting to a colleague of mine just the other day, and we were talking a bit about business, and I was with somebody, another coach, and she's been in business for a very long time, very accomplished coach. And we were just talking about the arc of our career and certain moments in our career and what were the key moments. And I said to her, you know what, I feel as though there are certain just key moments, a handful of key moments that are absolutely pivotal in terms of many of those next steps and those next stages. So I think that what's interesting about this is that sometimes if you step back, then you can really see, you can have a broader perspective. And slowing down has something of the same quality. As we start to begin this, probably slightly shorter talk than usual, I want you to begin to consider where it is that you're at. What does slowing down mean for you? Is it the case that things are just so ridiculously fast and there's so much going on that you're feeling overwhelmed and you feel as though you need a break? Or if you, or if that's somehow you just need to slow down in some way, shape, or form, you might not even know how you're going to do that. Is it that you are another point in your life where you're perhaps feeling, you know what, I'm heading toward the end of my career or to my of my business life, and I'm feeling now I'm wanting to slow down because I'm wanting to begin to shut up shop, I'm beginning to think about retiring, or I'm thinking about doing something new. Maybe slowing down is happening for you in that particular case. Maybe it is that there's a particular project or a particular initiative or particular something specific that's happening. You're thinking, well, I wanted to slow down on this. You know, these people are wanting to do business with us, or there's this particular situation going on, but I'm really wanting to slow it down. So there might be all sorts of different ways in which it is that you're needing to slow down. It is that you might have been told by your doctor that you might need to slow down because you're doing too much. There can be so many different ways in which this is the case. You know, some of the people I coach are very high achievers, and I've coached people, including people who are TV presenters, all sorts of different people, entertainers and so on. And very often here in some of these cases, slowing down is really, really important. Slowing down isn't necessarily about giving up. Slowing down is about being very effective. So and being far more mindful. It might be interesting at this particular point, isn't it, to talk about the story that I came back into my mind about 4 years ago. I think I was talking to a contact client of mine, very high achiever in media, and she has such a busy, busy, busy career, interviewing people, very, very busy, lots of deadlines and so on. And a lot of stuff going on within work. And I shared a little bit about the story of the hare and the tortoise. Do you remember that story from when we were kids? There's the hare and the tortoise. And of course, there's this notion, of course, isn't there, that I remember being told this story as a kid. There's a hare racing a tortoise. And you're like, well, this is a no-brainer. The hare's just absolutely going to win. And so, of course, the hare absolutely tears off, speeding, you know, rushing, you know, going hell for leather at it. And then there's the tortoise, really, really slow off the starting blocks. In fact, probably by the time the starting whistle, starting gun, or somebody said go, the hare's already almost probably out of sight. But all sorts of things happen, and I think that the hare gets ahead of itself and perhaps slips and so on, and perhaps gets really exhausted. And then there's the tortoise who is just methodically moving forward and pips the hare at the post. Now, that's a little bit of a fable. In a real race, perhaps the hare might on many days beat the tortoise. But there's all sorts of powerful metaphors, I think, within that, about the haste, about the rush, about the burning yourself out, about exhausting yourself. I also, when I was reflecting on this and chatting to a few contacts and people I know about this, it was interesting because it suddenly struck me that, of course, symbolically, the tortoise is always at home. The tortoise has its shell. The tortoise doesn't need to run from here to there. So the tortoise can be very much at peace. And this is really, really important. Where is it that you're at in your business? Where is it that you're at within yourself? Are you at peace with yourself? Are you comfortable within your own skin? Are you comfortable within your own shell? Because that straight away is going to help us to begin to slow down. Because we're relaxed. We're more at peace. It's far easier for us to have a conversation with a client when the phone goes, we're not so desperate. And that desperation that can often be transferred. I was speaking to a contact of mine just the other day. And we were talking about how it's just so important to be mindful about how it is that you come across. And if you're not careful, you may well come across as somebody who's really desperate for the business. So you're always like this. Oh, yeah, yep, me. I can do this. I can do that. We can do this. We can serve you with this. We can serve you like that. No, nobody wants that. Nobody wants that. We don't want that if we go into a store. We don't want that if we're going into a restaurant. We don't want with that if somebody's trying to sell us a personal service. We certainly don't want it if somebody's a healer or a therapist. We want the person to be chilled out. We want them to be relaxed. This is really important. So you being really still is really important. I remember when I trained as a coach, as much as there is all the you know, the technical skills of being a good coach, there's a lot about, you know, what's the state that you need to be in order to work with different clients. And of course, you need to be very calm. It can be very taxing. People can be bringing all sorts of life challenges to you. So you need to be very, very much at peace and so on, because the last thing you want is for a client to pick up on your craziness when they're coming to you to be calm. So there's so many different levels in which slowing down, being stiller, being more centered is really important. And I throw in now these differing words: being more still, being more centered, being more grounded. Is it the case that you need to slow down in terms of everything always being out there and you're constantly trying to reach out? There's constantly a distance between you and what you're trying to achieve. So you're constantly racing. Is it possible that you're now at a point where you've been established for a while, you've put things in place, you've been running your business for a period of time, and you can be far more relaxed, you can be far more still? This is who I am. This is what I do. This is what the company's about. This is how we can help you. It has a completely different energy. So for you, it might well be about literally slowing down, not trying to rush as many things through in a day, and just asking yourself what's really important for me today. It might well also be that, and just in terms of the speed that you move, you're rushing around, excuse me, you may well be making all sorts of errors because you're just rushing around. it's fine if you're doing that rushing around just to get fit and healthy, and you know you need to be moving that particular way. But it's interesting in business, isn't it? Sometimes we just sat down all day, and somehow that we're rushing, the brain is just rushing. So you're not getting the speed that you need where you do need it in terms of the body and that all of that kind of movement, but you're overly all over the place when it comes to all this other activity that you're doing. So make sure that those things are kind of in balance. So it might be that you're, you know, the physical speed or how much you're trying to get through is something that you need to review. Are you trying to speed people up in terms of the buying process? It's interesting, isn't it, when people make calls, and we all hate those cold calls, don't we? And people are rushing you, or you met the people on the street, or that, you know, you're walking down the street and you pass the train station, the tube station, subway station, whatever. And these people are trying to get you to do this, everything, but it's trying to, hey, blah, 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 can you stop? Can you, you know, and all this trying to rush you through all sorts of particular process. No, let's chill. Let's relax. For the sole trader, for the person who is very in tune with themselves and in tune with life, instead of rushing, we begin to watch the cycles, the rhythms, the nature, the speed of life. And therefore, we can slow down. Occasionally, we might need to speed up. But very often, to really, really move things forward, what you do is really step back and you slow things down. Where am I at? What's really important to me? So again, I want to pause you here and I want you to stop. Slow down. Maybe it might be even good now to take a couple of deep breaths. Take a nice deep breath in. Hold it. And exhale. This time, when we take a nice deep breath in, let's take it really deep in. So you might want to put your hand on your stomach, base of the stomach. On the stomach, breathe all the way in, hold, and exhale. So you just take a few deep breaths in. I mean, if you're somebody who tends to also get quite overly excited, this technique of slowing down, breathing may well be very important for you. And if it's something you're wanting to look into further, there is a free relaxation meditation on soultrader.biz and you'll also find it if you just do an internet search under my name, Rashid Okunlaru, Soul Trader, or meditation. In fact, you'll find a couple. So this slowing down, what that does is helps you to calm the body, mind becomes calmer. Mind becomes clearer. The benefits of this is the mind begins to see and perceive far more clearly. So there are all sorts of benefits. There are the physiological benefits to the body. The mind's calmer. You become far more clear, far more creative. So at this moment, I ask you, what's really important to you right now? What's most important to the business right now? What are the things that really need to be done today, if anything? What are the things that really need to be done this week? What are the things that really need to be done this month and achieved this month? And as a year overall? Or in fact, you might well look at it the other way. Overall, what is it you're trying to achieve in your business? And what is it that you really need to achieve financially and practically in marketing terms this year, this quarter, this month, and today? When you start to slow things down and look at these things this way, you often find that lots of things that you thought were so, so important are not so important. As you slow down, often what happens is that you're actually working at a far more steady pace. You know, I can't even remember if even in that race about the hare and the tortoise, that the hare was so complacent and so on, it stopped for some naps. Okay, that's great if you need the naps and so on. But I get the feeling from memory that there's all sorts of stuff going on. And so maybe the tortoise was just far more steady. You know, that business is going to be far more likely a marathon anyway than it is more than a sprint. You'll find, and those of you who've been in business for some time, you know, the amount of time that you think it takes to do pretty much anything for you to research the business, to first of all get the first clients in, to first make a profit, to if you're producing a product, to find the right people, to find the right people who can manufacture it, to find the right business partners, find the right investment. It takes so much longer. I often smile that I think a business can be in startup mode for 7 years, 10 years. So, you know, this thing about I'm seeing it at a far more steady pace can actually be so much more helpful. And you can actually really begin to zoom in and think, well, actually, how much money do I really need to make? How many sales do I really need to make? And that will just make you far more in tune with the rhythm of your business and to be far more relaxed. So those are just some thoughts there in terms of slowing down. So as I begin to bring this to an end, I want you to just gently and slowly think about a few things. What's your own pattern, your own speed like? Do you need to be getting more rest? Are your sleeping times and waking times right? Maybe even, you know, the motion when you get out of bed, you're just so quick to get out of bed that you haven't allowed yourself time to just really be connected at one and to move forward. So do you need more rest? Do you need to allow more time for certain tasks or more focus and attention to certain tasks? Are there certain things that you're getting caught up in that actually are not important? And are the things that you're rushing through that are actually ending up actually in the long run actually slowing you down in terms of you're not being effective and then you're having to do them again and again, or you're missing things? That can happen quite a lot as well. Or is it just far more about just slowing down in terms of your rushing, in terms of your expectations, and perhaps being far more aligned to yourself, your magic and your spirit? Is it about a case of slowing down so that you're actually in the right tempo of your client, your potential client, who may not be going at that speed? And that's really, really, really important here. Particularly look at it from the financial side. You're rushing, you're at this networking event, you're there, you're sending out these emails, you're doing that. I was speaking to somebody the other day who was saying that they were being deluged by calls by somebody who kind of is a contact and they're kind of partly working with, but they're rushing. And that's not making her that inclined to kind of help her. So you've really got to understand the rhythms of the people that you're working with. It may well be just your speed and your restlessness that's actually stopping you from many of the opportunities that you're wanting. As you're far more relaxed, as you're far more at peace, then you become far more compelling. This is how the soul trader operates. They're in tune with life. They're in tune with themselves. They're in tune with these rhythms. And they go with the flow. When things aren't happening on one front, they're still, they're relaxed. Things may not be happening on one side. They turn in their attention to something else. Maybe you're trying to push something where there's no movement on and you're negating something else. So this is really worth gently sitting with, becoming more and more aware of. The more aware, more mindful of this you are, the more effective with this you'll be. And the more you'll know when things really do speed up, or when you're feeling overwhelmed, or tired, or exhausted, or burned out, or where there isn't really much movement, or where you're just misguided or trying to force something, then you'll begin to step back, ease down, slow down, relax, recharge, gain more clarity, gain more insight, more peace and more comfort. And bear in mind, that's probably why you set off on this journey, or part of the reason you set off on this journey anyway. be more at peace with yourself, to be more in peace with life, to have more time for things that you really enjoy, your hobbies, your pastimes, your family, your friends, your loved ones, your partner, all those things that you may well be negating. Play around with this thing around pace, speed, intensity. See where it takes you. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Please do, as we come to the close, if this or any of the other podcasts have touched you, I'd love for you to share your thoughts, your comments, either on the soultrader.biz website, that's soul-trader.biz, B-I-Z, website, or leave your comments on iTunes. I'd love to hear your thoughts and your feelings about these podcasts. If you're on this journey, you'll find more resources on soultrader.biz and on my own website if you're wanting to track me down. If you search via well-known search in any well-known search engine, me, Rashid Okunlara, you'll find me. And you'll also find quite a lot more of this kind of stuff on our YouTube channel, Soul Trader YouTube channel, my own YouTube channel. And we run a webinar or web talk once every month with all sorts of different things, different kind of topics from life balance through to business and all sorts of other content. And that's really the journey here of the Soul Trader. I think it wraps things up nicely. The Soul Trader isn't in it just to make money. The Soul Trader is really wanting to make an impact. They're really wanting to touch hearts, enrich their lives, enrich the lives of the customers and family and friends and everybody that their service or product is for, and who may gain a benefit from that, and to be far more in tune with oneself. And that's the journey that happens with one when one begins to slow down, because in at speed, business is probably just about the deal, the gig, the money, that customer. When you slow it down, you realize it's about life. Your life, your contribution, your legacy, your own happiness, your own fitness, your own well-being, the health and well-being of everybody else. You find that you've got more time for yourself, more time for others, more time to do the things that you enjoy. You create that time by being in, if you like, a bit more of a timeless state, ironically, where time isn't your master. You're at home, a bit like the tortoise. But not because the tortoise is just being really, really, really slow. Because the tortoise is already at home, at peace, nourished by nature, enjoying every moment along the way, doing their thing. So, enjoy. Wishing you every happiness as you slow down. Maybe even you hadn't noticed, maybe we're slowing down into, maybe you're heading toward the weekend, maybe that you're listening to this toward the end of the day. Maybe you're listening to this at a time that should be your slow down time. Enjoy, take care, and see you soon.